Well, hello, boys and girls. Guess what? It's 2018, and the FlexCast is back. I'm Dan, your normal host, and with me, as always, Robert. Hello.
Hello. What's going on, Dan? You excited for some football?
Goddamn right I am.
Dude, I've been waiting for this draft to start for, like, 6 weeks now.
Yeah, we are, 3 days away from the draft, and we just submitted the keepers last weekend, so we thought we'd do a little keeper analysis.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You want to just dive right in here?
Yeah, so I think we're going to start with red zone penetration, right?
Yep.
That's where we decided to start. Do you have any thoughts?
You know, I mean, he's keeping three running backs. And so my biggest thought is actually, what's he going to do with his first round pick? You know, he's got Dalvin Cook and Jerick McKinnon who are, well, Dalvin Cook's probably, what, a consensus top 10, 12 running back?
Yeah, his ADP right now is 15, actually. So he's in RB2 territory.
Okay. And then Jerick McKinnon, who I think he had a minor injury or something.
Yeah, but he's still going to be a stud. He's by far like one of my favorite flex options that's out there. So that's actually a pretty good keep. I like that.
Well, he's actually not out there because he's been kept.
Well, yeah.
But he said he gave up a third round pick to keep Cook and a eighth round pick to keep McKinnon.
Yep.
I think those are both pretty solid. You know, he's got a good base to start from.
Yeah. What do you make of his P Ryan keep? So to me, he kept him, you know, about five rounds before he would normally be drafted.
Yeah.
And it's round 11, so it's not exactly
at all.
If he would be drafted, good point. And it's round 11, so it's not exactly late enough for, like, a late-round flyer. So, I don't know. Sometimes I have a hard time figuring out Ed.
Well, I figure you could have probably drafted him anyway, even later than the 11th round. And now they just signed Adrian Peterson 2 days after the keepers were picked. So, that might be his first drop of the season.
Well, at least I can count on one vote for my new rule that that you get to decide not to keep somebody you already elected to keep right before the draft. So, we'll see how that goes.
Well, either way, anyway, I think Ed did a pretty good job this year with his keeper. So,
yep. Let's see who we got next. We're gonna go to Whack Big Bust.
Sure.
All right. I was really hoping that Keenan Allen would be available because I think wide receiver this year, even though it's kind of deep, I think finding somebody who's going to be relatively consistent is going to be a little bit tough. And Keenan Allen would have been a nice guy to have on the board, so I like that keep.
I think he did pretty good value there too. I mean, he's given up a fourth for, you know, a top, whatever, 6-7 wide receiver. You can't really do much better than that in the fourth round, that's for sure. I had already projected him keeping Keenan Allen. I figured that was a lock for him. I was a little surprised by Derrick Henry, though. I mean, I guess he's given up a sixth to get Derrick Henry, which, I don't know, maybe in our league he would have gone fourth or fifth round.
I mean, that's the problem is, like, when you compare it to ADP, right, it looks like he's picking up two rounds of value. But in our league, crap gets kind of crazy after the third round. Like, pretty much that's when people start running on weird players. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess he's probably picking him, you know, he's probably picking up at least a round of value there. So,
yeah, you get an extra round with our keepers because a lot of the top guys are already gone. I mean, three out of the top six running backs are being kept this year. So, yeah.
Running back picture is rough this year for sure, but a lot of people are keeping running backs, so they're already entering a little stacked.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking around on his team. I don't know if I necessarily would have kept anybody else. I mean, maybe if you were thinking Mariota, if you think maybe now this year is going to be the year that he steps it up. But
I think he made a good choice not making that choice.
Probably probably got burned last year. Didn't feel like repeating.
Yeah. On to Gabe. Pretty much just the one player keep. I don't see a lot of potential for anybody else, but Kareem Hunt. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that was a lock. There's no way he wouldn't keep Kareem Hunt. You know, he's got to give up that middle round, so he couldn't keep up any free agents. You know, at the end of his draft, there's not really much left for him to do, except maybe Latavius Murray.
That's what I was going to ask. Can he not keep Latavius Murray?
He could have, you know, and I actually saw a headline that said that him and Cook might split more carries than you think they're going to split. And that might even be so more in the beginning because Cook is coming back off that what, ACL tear, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm quickly looking it up here. But yeah, all right. Well, Fantasy Pros average draft pick for Standard League, which is pretty much what we are, is like 140. So he's going pretty deep. You know, he's going 14th round. So I guess he made a good choice there. But I got to say, I'm disappointed in Gabe. You know, he had Justin Tucker with the 14th round pick last year. I thought he could have gone for the comedy value and kept him in the 13th, but whatever.
Well, this is the first year nobody kept a kicker.
I know. So proud of everybody. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. I think you want to move on to Johnny?
Yeah, sure. Go to Johnny. He did not have a particularly great picture. I guess he's gone all in with Wilson, or is it a bluff to make sure that we all think he's not going to pick up the Raiders quarterback? What do you, what
Derek
do you think?
Carr. I don't. Yeah. I mean, he might draft him, but I don't know why you'd want Russell Wilson and Derek Carr.
Yeah,
doesn't really make sense. Because if you were going to do that, I probably would have kept Smith-Schuster. You know what I mean? If you're going to reach for Derek Carr at some point, then why keep Russell Wilson? So
yeah. So when I was looking at Russell Wilson, I was surprised. Like, a lot of lists out there have him as high as QB2, yeah, which to me is kind of insane. But
well, he finished as QB1 last year.
I know. I mean, I guess the rushing yards really help, and in our league in particular, where you know, quarterback touchdowns are 6 points on both ends.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good keep. So at least he goes in with a quarterback solved, and he can get Amari Cooper even earlier.
I think it's going to be a second round Amari Cooper pick.
I think so too. That's my bet. I was doing a little mock draft earlier today, and I was picking for everybody. And Ed ends up with Aaron Rodgers. Johnny ends up with Amari Cooper. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how close I got. I should print my draft predictions, seal them in an envelope, and then open them after everyone's done picking.
Just for the first round, you mean, or for the first?
First three, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be interesting.
All right. Well, I want to move on to, let's see, my team.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's, from my assessment, it's pretty clear that you got the best value in the draft. I would argue that perhaps Ben's keep of Gurley is more valuable because it's a first round pick. But Kamara, dude, that's a stud keeper. You get him. Let me see. I forgot. I calculated it. So average draft pick is 6. And you get him with the 108th pick. So that's pretty ridiculous.
Move down a couple spots. I think I'm okay with that.
That's
yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Actually, I'm in another keeper league as well, and I'm keeping Alvin Kamara. I took him in the 13th round in that league, so I'm sitting pretty in both of my keeper leagues. So
talk to me about Tyreek Hill. I mean, to me, that's pretty much a wash of where you're keeping him. But I guess in our league, with as many running backs that are getting kept, or well, I guess, yeah, I don't know.
I was thinking was that, so fifth round, I give up a fourth, right? He's going in a regular league. He's going in the third round, fourth round, maybe, right? But then once I scratched off all the keepers that I thought people were keeping, and I counted where he fell, he moved up to like number 20th overall of available players. So I'm like, okay, I give up a fourth round for basically an end of a second round pick. I figured the value was there, and I was looking at the players that I could possibly get in the fourth round, and they were nowhere near as good as Tyreek Hill. So I'm not super excited about it, but I feel like I couldn't pass up the value, and that guy can stretch the field like nobody. So
yeah. Good enough. All right. Well, how about Jared? Want to talk about Jared?
Yeah. Well, he tried to circumvent the rules and keep two players out of the same round.
Yeah. Who was he trying to keep? Stafford and who?
And Corey Davis.
Oh, okay.
Now, I personally think he should have kept Davis. You know, Davis is his overall rank right now is 50th. So that's where his ADP is falling, and he would have given up an 11th round for basically the end of, the 4th, the beginning of the 5th round, as opposed to Stafford, where he gave up a 10th to get, you know, Stafford, who's going probably in the 8th round. I mean, he really likes Stafford. I've heard a lot of people talking him up this year, but I think maybe having Corey Davis, who's going to be the number one wide receiver on Tennessee, I think he could have grabbed Stafford in the 8th or 9th round anyway and still been fine with that.
I think that's right. I think Stafford, if I remember correctly, is kind of on the edge of you know, top 10 quarterback range. So pretty much as long as you pick it before people start picking backups, and I think you're right, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in that range, you probably could have had him. But it's not a terrible keep. I think it's fine. If he believes in him, cool.
Yeah, I will never pick Matt Stafford again. He's fucked me out of my, he fucked me out of my only championship game.
Did you see my my taunt out to the league to offer me trades for the first pick?
Yeah, I don't think anybody responded.
A couple people probed the waters a little bit, but yeah, I feel like you get players occasionally that you're just like, you know what, I'm done with that player, and I know this is completely retarded and against all expert advice. I just don't really want to have Le'Veon Bell on my team this year, but yeah, let's face it, that's what's going to happen. So
take David Johnson then.
Saquon Barkley?
Well, I mean, no, I
definitely don't want David Johnson.
No,
but no, I'm not interested. But anyway, there you go. There you go. You heard it first here. Le'Veon Bell, first pick of the draft. Assuming I stay in first pick, so he'll be gone.
All right, there it is.
All right,
let's move on to Chris's picks. So he kept Zach Ertz, which I knew that was going to happen. That's a pretty solid keep right there.
Yep.
And Deshaun Watson, also, I think, you know, great free agent pickup. Gained not a ton of rounds of value, but I think, you know, with the where they're projecting him to be, it probably what, QB5-ish, 6 overall. You know, giving up an 8th round pick for that's pretty solid.
Yep, I think so. Can you tell me, so what, I mean, I know Ertz, most experts have him in the top 5 tight ends.
Yeah.
I guess I got burned on him early when he first came in the league, and I grabbed him as kind of not a sleeper, but I grabbed him early, and he didn't produce at all. Mm-hmm. Why do you think he's valuable? Why do you think that's a good spot?
Well, I mean, he's given up an 11th round pick for the top top third tight end in the league. I mean, he was, I don't know where he finished in tight ends last year, but he probably finished, I don't know, 2 or 3. Behind maybe Travis Kelce, and I can't even think of who else would have been ahead of him. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, based on the one mock draft that I did where I picked, you know, what I thought people would pick, Chris isn't really in a position to pick many Patriots this year unless he really reaches for Brady, or, you know, he's probably not going to get Gronk since he kept Ertz. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see his draft strategy.
He does love Gronk. Well, I'm sure he'll be there in the second round if he still wants
that. That's it, right? No, he kept Watson too, right? So, you know, he got some value there. I think probably around round and a half of value keeping Watson.
Yeah, for sure. Pretty good. So, all right.
Interesting. If he picks Gronk and Brady and he has Ertz and Watson, that'd be a pretty interesting team.
Somehow he makes it work every season.
Right. He does. You know why? Waiver wire, dude. He's a free agent and waiver wire hawk. Like,
yeah. I'm looking at his team from last year. More than half of his players on his team were free agent pickups.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Who do we got next?
You?
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go then. What do you think?
So your first keep, Joe Mixon. I don't know if you remember, but you and I actually traded. I traded you Mixon for Tyreek Hill last year, and we're both keeping them. So that's kind of funny. Joe Mixon, you know, I mean, you're giving up 4th round for a probably 4th round running back. So, but in our league, he moves up a round and a half probably. So, you know, he's supposed to be the number one guy in Cincinnati. I don't really see any problem not gaining a ton of value, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, in ADP, he's 24. I agree with you. In our league, you know, he's about a round or so above that. You know, for me, he just happens to be a guy that I'd like to have on my team, and I kind of believe in him. So even though there's not a ton of value, it's like, well, I'm not going to use this keep on anybody else. I had no other candidates. Why not? So, yeah.
And then,
it also gives me an RB2 early, you know.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Or at least a flex. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got Burkhead, who I think he got injured, right? Sort of.
Yeah, he had a hamstring pull in the preseason. I'm not that worried about it.
But. Yeah, I mean, you're giving up a 12 for Rex Burkhead. My thing is I never want a New England running back, so I don't really. I'm like, whatever. If you want him, more power to you. This means I don't have to try to draft him at some point. So,
I feel like between those two, Mixon and Burkhead, I've got a solid flex each week. You know, and granted, I'm gonna have to play a little bit of whack-a-mole and pick the right one, but I feel like those two satisfy my flex position, and then, you know, I still got to worry about 1 and 2 on the RBs, but.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Next, we have Big Ben.
Yeah, Romos Homos.
I know.
So let's start Gurley. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Dude, can we hang on? Pause. Can we make that picture of Romo with the giant penis on him from the text message chain like our new league poster? Like, blow it up. Like, what are those fat heads? Is that what you put up on the wall? We need one of those on the wall during the draft.
That would be amazing to make that into a fat head.
Oh my god. So awesome.
Sidetrack.
Sorry.
Okay, so Todd Gurley. Yeah, we don't really need to discuss that too much.
I considered reaching out to him and trying to trade the number one pick, and I was like, that's dumb. He's not even going to respond. So yeah,
why would you do that?
I know.
And then he kept Thielen.
A couple of value, maybe three or four. So I
thought he was going to keep Thielen. I thought he could have kept Alex Collins as well and or Kenyon Drake with his free agent. I mean, he's already got Gurley, so he probably maybe doesn't want to keep another running back. He wants a pretty good receiver.
Yeah.
They're all, I guess, about the same, you know. I don't know if I would necessarily prefer one or the other. But then he kept Jamal Williams with his 14th or giving up a 13th. I don't know. I mean, I think you probably could have drafted him at the end, or he might have not even gone drafted. But maybe see something in him. I don't know.
I mean, look, he's got, in my opinion, the number one running back, and he's got, I think he drafts 10th, right? So he's got like the first pick of the second round. So he's going to get another top tier, well, maybe second tier, but relatively close to top tier running back or wide receiver. So if he ends up with Gurley and like Brown or Jones or, you know, somebody of that caliber, he's going to have a really good start to the draft.
Yeah, I think so. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, for sure.
And then having Thielen with the 8. So.
Who the hell is Captain Kirk, and why is he Captain Kirk? Oh, he had Kirk Cousins last year, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he kept Kirk Cousins.
All right, that's a terrible team name. Hopefully he does not pull a Ben and stick with Romo's Homos into infinity.
Well, he claims he's going to change his team name after the draft so that whatever player is going to be his team captain will be his the new team name.
All right. Well, he's the other guy jamming up round one running backs, keeping Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
And then Josh Gordon. Thoughts?
I don't have any like allegiance to Ezekiel Elliott. I think it's fine, you know, that he did. But I was actually texting with him. I thought he should have kept DeAndre Hopkins, only because he gives up the fourth round for like probably the number two wide receiver, and then he still gets a first round pick. He could have taken, maybe not a guy, Ezekiel Elliott, because I think he picked 7th, but he could have taken Fournette or, you know, Barkley if they're still available. One of those guys is available at 7. I think he still could have had a solid RB1 and a wide receiver 1, but his heart was with Elliott.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's actually not a bad call. Maybe that is the... So Elliott is round 5, pick 4 for him. So yeah, he could have kept him in the 4th round. And right now he's going around 8th in ADP. So that'd be potentially even a more solid keep. But I guess it's who you believe in.
Yeah, and you know, you can't pass up sometimes keeping, you know, a stud RB1 like Elliott. You know, I'm not saying, you know, you drop down a couple guys and you get Fournette. He's an RB2. He's not going to maybe put up Elliott numbers, but the difference between them may be, I don't know, 3 or 4 points a week. But the difference between DeAndre Hopkins and maybe a wide receiver he takes in the second round,
yeah, you know,
what's the difference there? It could be a lot more.
Yeah. I mean, to me, there's 4 running backs and then, well, maybe 5, including Kamara, but you've already kept him. And then after that, the drop-off is pretty significant. Yeah. And with the 7th pick, he can't really assume he's going to get one of those top 5 unless he keeps Elliott. So I get it. I think it's a good call.
Well, and secretly, I wanted him to keep Elliott because then I move up.
Because you love DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, I do, but I also move up a spot in the first round. So I basically, instead of picking 8th, I pick 7th now. So... Yeah, I'm totally good with it.
I will confess that in my my little draft where I picked for people, I had you picking DeAndre Hopkins. So
in the first round?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if that comes true.
It will be interesting.
Any draft predictions? So I'm predicting, yeah, I think we already said it, but I think a second round pick for Amari Cooper, maybe a third round.
I don't think he'll fall to the third. So if Johnny doesn't take him in the second,
he's going to go in the second. Who? So is first quarterback Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, and who picks him?
Definitely.
And in what round?
Definitely Aaron Rodgers. Somebody will take him in the third. I'd have to look at the draft order.
The second, you think?
The second? I mean, I wouldn't do it, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I'm trying to remember what the league history is, though.
It's usually like third.
Okay.
Yeah, who had Rodgers last year? Let's see.
Did I have Rodgers? No, I had Brady.
You took Brady in the sixth last year. Or did you keep Brady?
I think I kept him from the before. Rodgers was round two picked by Jared.
Round two.
At the end of round two.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's kind of where I predict them going as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. Less than 72 hours from away to finding out who's going to take who.
It's going to be so awesome.
I'm so excited.
What time are you going to get there?
I think Ben and I are going to Uber down there, so we'll probably be down there around 11-ish.
7:30 a.m. Oh.
No, his kid's got Taekwondo in the morning, so after Taekwondo.
Gotcha.
All right.
All right, man. Well, hey. Good stuff. I'm excited. Can't wait.
Cool. Well, hey, good luck. I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, good luck to you too, man.
All right.